I was supposed to go down to Kelly Mine that day, and Bill Barth, he was a foreman, you know, on different jobs. He said, Tommy, he says, see, I was a crew boss at that time. He says, Tommy, I want you to take one of your men. He says, we got to move a tank down at the concentrator. So I took Tiki Hill with me, and we went down there in this huge metal tank. And he said, now, this tank is empty. So, you know, I didn't know what the weight was. He said, no, it's an empty tank. What we had to do is pick it up and put it on a semi and move it about 200 feet and unload it again. Well, the night foreman put fuel into the wrong tank. He filled that tank with 2,500 gallons of fuel. Well, I went up to our shop and I got some long-inch cables. You see, we used to call them chokers. And mostly in a situation like that, you would choke the chokers. You know, you choke them and you put one eye through the other and then put the other eye to the hook. Well, what I did, it was just an empty tank. I straddled it. I just put the four eyes into the hook. And we picked it up and set it on the semi. You know, and I can't understand why the hoisting engineer, didn't realize it was probably heavier than it should have been. Well, we unhooked it, and we moved it, and I thought, you know, this is the 30th of December, and it was cold and, you know, slippery and full of snow, a lot of snow. So I told the hoisting engineer, I says, or the one that was running the hoist, I says, I'm going to hook I have to get onto it, hook it up. I says, I'm going to ride it. I says, we're going to pick it up, and we're just going to set it down. I said, instead of climbing down and climbing back up again and climbing down again, I'm just going to ride it. He says, okay. So I put the four eyes into the hook, and of course, I give him the signal. And see, the fuel was still kind of moving back and forth. And we raised it, and the fuel all shifted to one side. Well, what happened, and I was on the top side, the cables, the whole tank flipped up like that. Well, when it flipped up like that, they thought the tables come together, and they thought they had cut me in half. But what happened, I got it, and then it threw me, and then my body just, they figured from where I started, my body went 43 feet, you know, up and then back down again. I was pretty well busted up.
Yeah.
Well, I fractured my skull in three places. I shattered this eardrum. I busted this clavicle. I broke all the ribs on my left side, and I fractured my back in five places. Oh. And I don't remember falling. I still don't.
No.
Don't remember. They didn't think I was going to live for 4 days, from what I was told. And I was in intensive care for 3 weeks, and I don't remember anything, intensive care. But they said I was normal. I was talking to people, I knew who they were, I was acting normal. And the day they took me out of intensive care, it just seemed like I just woke up and I seen all these tubes inside of me. And at that time, my son and the operator, the one that ran the crane, Eddie Scubitz, he walked in with my son. And I'm saying, what the hell's going on? Because I don't remember nothing. And he walked over to me and he says, Holter, you're the toughest son of a bitch I know. What the hell is this guy talking about? So they told me, but I can remember saying, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I knew I was in trouble, I guess. I remember saying, oh, shit. And after that, I don't remember nothing for 3 weeks.